Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is July the 26th, 2019. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 179 of the Follow English Podcast, and today I'm going to speak about modal verbs. I realized that I had never done any episodes on modal verbs, so I think this is a very broad topic. There are lots of different aspects that you can analyze if you think about modal verbs. So I thought it would be a good idea to start with a brief overview, and maybe today I'm also going to mention some of the main aspects related to studying and learning more about modal verbs, and that would include going a little bit deeper into the meaning of modal verbs and also describing some of the structures that can be used with modal verbs. And then I'm going to give you some examples, and in future episodes maybe I can go deeper into each one of the functions that these verbs, the roles they play, the functions they fulfill. So modal verbs are special verbs, let's put it in this way. Why special verbs? Because the modal verbs alone, they don't form sentences or ideas, but they add a special flavor to the verbs that accompany them. So, for instance, what are the modal verbs, the most common modal verbs? Can, could, would, must, may, might, should. And there are also some, maybe I have forgotten a few, but there are about 10, maybe 12. Did I say would? Yeah, might, could, should, will, shall, may. So these are some of the modal verbs I'm going to be speaking about. And there are also the semi-modal verbs, or in some, I've seen people calling them pseudo-modal verbs. And these are structures that also come with this special meaning, let's put it, but they don't quite follow the same, or they don't quite have the same behavior when they form negatives or questions, and then they are called semi-modals. These include verbs like have to or used to when you talk about routine in the past. Some people go even further and include verbs like to be supposed to, or also manage to, especially in the past, needn't, so in the negative form. So these are modal verbs. So the more, let's say, common ones like can, could, the ones I mentioned at the beginning, and then some of these semi-modals and pseudo-modals, maybe I can speak a little bit about those verbs as well. Not today, but I'll give you a brief overview, and then maybe in some future episode. So what are the main aspects related to modal verbs? Well, if you look at a grammar book, and then I had a brief look at Cambridge Grammar of English, a comprehensive guide. This is by Ronald Carter and Michael McCarthy, Cambridge University Press. It's a very well-known grammar book. And they talk in detail about modals. Of course, I'm going to choose some brief comments here. I'm going to select a few to summarize everything for you. So one of the things they say here is that modals have basically two main types of meaning. And one of the meanings is related to certainty, probability, or even possibility. So when you are talking about the future, or even deductions about the past or predictions about the future, so I might see you later. So it's possible that I will see you later, but it's not certain. Or if you use just will, I'll see you tomorrow. So that expresses certainty in this case. Or when you talk about permission, for instance, you may go now. Yeah. Or may can also be asked can be used to ask for permission. Like, may I use the toilet? May I use the bathroom? Must can express necessity, obligation. So I must be careful what I say. Yeah. And these are examples of modals. Let me mix this up a little bit with the idea behind the different structures that you can use with modals. Basically here, all the examples I gave you, they are the modal plus a verb in the infinitive. Like, I might see you later. Just to recap, I might see you later. So I'll see you later. I will see you later, which is abbreviated to I'll see you later. You may go now, so may plus go. But there are also different structures that can be used with modal verbs. Like, there are four possible structures. One is this one, maybe the most common, when you have modal plus the infinitive, the base form of the verb. Even in questions, of course, in questions you will simply invert the position of the modal verb and the subject pronoun. So, can I use the bathroom? Yes, you can use the bathroom. So, you can versus can I. Yeah. The negative form of modal verbs is normally formed by just adding not, as any other verb, by the way. Yeah, but going on with the different structures, so one of the structures is this one. Number one is the modal plus the infinitive. Another possible structure is modal plus be plus ing. They may be traveling, or they might be traveling. I tried to contact them, but their phone, they didn't answer the phone, so they might be traveling. And in this case, the same way that when I use a continuous form, I'm describing an action which is in progress, an action in progress. In this case, I'm also making a deduction or talking about probability in relation to some action that is happening at this moment. You can also use a third structure would be modal plus have plus past participle. Like, they might or they may have gone to Italy. Yeah? They may have gone to Italy. So the second structure, they might be traveling. So they might be traveling. That's the second structure. Modal plus be plus verb in the ing form. Might be traveling. And the third one then is modal plus have plus past participle. Again, let me give you another example. They might have gone, or they may have gone to Italy. Something like that. Then you also, finally, you have a fourth structure that can be used with modal verbs. It's when you have the modal plus have been plus the ing form. I like to think that these forms with have, modal plus have, both the third and the fourth, they express a kind of sense of, like, perfect sense. Like when you have a present perfect or past perfect or something like that. So you need, for you to use the fourth structure, you could be talking, for instance, it's not very common, but you could be talking, for instance, about something that happened in the past, and then you are making a deduction about the past. So you know John, and you know that John likes to drink and then drive. This is a typical, it's not a very good example, but you share this knowledge with the person who you're talking to, and then you ask, the person asks you, so what happened? Why John had an accident, a car accident, and then you go like, what happened? And then you might answer, well, he must have been drinking. So that's a deduction you're making. He must have been drinking. So that explains why he crashed the car, because he must have been drinking means that you think that maybe, but there's a high chance, there's a high probability, he was actually drinking before driving. So yeah, it can get more complex, and this fourth structure I think is not very common in English. You can try to find examples, but you go up to the third one, the modal plus half plus past participle, you find quite a few examples. But then the last one, because then you need to be talking about an ongoing, like something that takes time to happen, like, for example, drinking in this case, or doing something. So describing the moment that the action is developing in the past, before something else happened in the past as well. So it's quite complex to find a context to do that. But anyway, this is it about modal verbs. I think I've done enough today. I talked a little bit about the main meanings and also the structures. So one of the meanings is related to possibility and certainty and probability. And another meaning that actually I forgot to mention this one because I started talking about the structures, but another meaning is to express degrees of obligation and necessity, desirability, etc., etc. For example, permission falls into this category here, or I must be careful what I say would express necessity or obligation. Or when you talk about ability, like Liz can work right through the night without getting tired. So ability in the present or ability in the past. I could swim when I was 5 years old, and so on and so forth. So in the next few episodes and some future episodes, I intend to talk about one or two each episode, one or two of these what I call functions. That these are degrees of certainty, again, or degrees of obligation that modal verbs can express. I would like to thank you for listening, and remember that you can subscribe to this podcast. You can also visit our webpage, and you can add your email to the email list in case you want to get a notification. And that's it for today. Keep following us and keep sending emails to info@followenglish.com.br. And the webpage is at pod.followenglish.com.br. BR for Brazil. See you next time. Bye.